You're listening to Teaching Millionaires Podcast, as always, hosted by Rich Smith. You're now on the path to learning more about personal finance and achieving financial freedom. Are you ready? And now your host, Rich Smith.
The Employee Retention Credit, ERC, is a federal program where you could get up to $26,000 per W-2 employee for your business. But a lot of people are asking me, Rich, what documents do I need in order to qualify? Well, today I'm going to share with you all the documents you need to get together and even one way you can apply. So stick around, you're not going to want to miss this. So you heard right, the Employee Retention Credit, ERC, is a federal program that rewards business owners for keeping employees on during 2020 and 2021. Yes, you can go back and qualify and get these funds retroactively. So today I wanted to share with you what documents you need to get together in order to have everything you need to fill in the questionnaire and qualify. But before we jump too far into it, please drop a like for this video. It helps the YouTube algorithm and it'll get this video out to more business owners like yourself. Also, if you want to take the conversation offline, I'll leave a link down below to my Discord community, Millionaire Movement. Okay, there are three main documents that you need to gather, but of course, gathering paperwork in order to qualify for a federal program is a little bit easier said than done. So I'm going to walk you through where you can locate these documents and also what they look like in order for you to be able to get everything in that like electronic PDF format ahead of time. And then when you check out the link down below in the description, you could walk through the questionnaire. That's right, I've partnered with the good folks at the ERC specialists. Of course, you can file with them. There is a small fee if you decide to work with them. Also, you could check out your own CPA or talk to your, you know, tax accountant. However, if you haven't already done that, it makes me wonder why those people haven't brought this program to your attention. Just saying. Moving on, the first document that you want to get together is something known as a detailed payroll report. So I'm going to throw up an image right here. Now, as you can see, a detailed payroll report is going to essentially have just a couple pieces of information, three to be specific. You're going to have a column of all your employees' names. You're going to have a column of everything you paid them, and it's going to be broken down by check date. So essentially, we're looking for the employee's name, the date when you paid them, and what the gross wages were before any of the other deductions or anything else taken out. This information is going to be used to maximize your ERC credit because literally you're going to have a processing team, some analysis of going through each employee check date by check date, for all the quarters where your business potentially qualifies for ERC. And there's multiple ways to qualify. One quarter could be revenue reduction. One could be something like supply chain disruption. That's where it's helpful to work with a specialist, people who are doing this 24/7. Now, where you go to find this information can be a little confusing. So the first place I want you to look is going to be your payroll provider. For example, I use Gusto for my W-2 payroll. And Gusto's great, I love them, but their systems are going to be a little bit different than Paychex or ADP. So as you can see, there are step-by-step instructions to navigating to the reports. In my case, we're looking for something called a payroll journal builder, and you kind of select that you want the payroll type, the check date, the employee's first and last names, and the gross earnings. So when you filter that, it kind of gets rid of all that extra information, things that aren't going to be necessary for the ERC calculation. Now, I wanted to put up on screen, if you work with a company like Paychex, you can see that they call it something like a payroll journal. And again, you're going to select the dates and then export this into something that's like your business's name and the date range that you're searching for. And one of the other popular ones would be ADP. Again, they're going to call this more of a payroll summary. You're going to need to select the years, select the specific dates, and then sort this information so that you can send it off when you fill out the questionnaire. Now, the second piece of information are going to be something called 941s. Whether you know this or not, your payroll company, the one that you pay to run payroll, take out all the taxes, they actually file on your behalf quarterly payroll reports to the IRS, known as 941s. I'm going to go ahead and flash on screen what one looks like. I've kind of blanked out all the information. So you can just kind of see that there's at least going to be three pages for each 941 that you're going to need to download, specifically for quarter two of 2020, quarter three and four, and then moving on to 2021, quarters one, two, and three. And here you go. You can kind of see that these all look the same because they're governmental forms. At the top, it's going to say 941 and for which year. It's going to have some business information like your EIN, the name of your business, you know, it's your business address. And then over on the right-hand side, you have a little box check that includes the months for that specific quarter. So as we scroll down, you can see that line one is going to include the number of employees you have. Line two is going to be the wages that you paid. And then line three is going to be the income tax that was withheld from those wages, tips, and other compensation. Now, one of the major mistakes some people make is they just send off the first page. Please don't do that. Go ahead and download, and I'll kind of scroll down and show you now. Download page one, page two, and page three. Page three includes a signature line, a date. It says who your reporting agent was, things like that. So you are going to need all three pages. Again, just go to your payroll provider and ask for these. These are very standard forms. Don't worry about the numbers. Don't worry about learning like, oh, I didn't know these existed. No, no, no. They're there. You call them up, hop in the chat and say, I need a copy of my 2020 and 2021 941 forms. Oh, and real quick, even if like you were shut down and didn't have employees, so long as you had payroll going, typically these are filed for times, even if you don't have a W-2 employee, and then you pick back up with paying them later on. Also, to the rare few companies out there that already filed 941Xs, you're gonna wanna include those. Those are gonna be revised forms, and that way you've got the originals, you've got the revised forms, and basically everybody has all the information. Quick break from the show to talk about travel. That's right. Everyone's asking me if we have any trips planned, and I always reply yes because my family has buy one, get one free flights with Southwest Airlines. It's no secret, but not too long ago, I wrote an ebook on how to earn the Southwest Airlines Companion Pass. This gets you and a companion the ability to fly on Southwest Airlines for up to 2 years with buy one, get one free flights. As always, I'm sharing this with you, my loyal podcast listeners, 100% for free. So check out the link in the show notes to download a free copy of the ebook and learn how to travel the world using points and miles today. Over the past year, I've helped thousands of businesses get back millions of dollars because of a federal program called the Employee Retention Credit, ERC. Now it's your turn. I need your help to spread the word to other business owners you know and in your community. That's right, Forbes.com estimates that over 80% of business owners are good candidates for ERC, but still did not know about this program. Well, the good folks at the ERC Specialists have an affiliate program. By signing up, you can help educate other business owners about the Employee Retention Credit, help them get this life-changing money, and earn yourself a commission. It's win-win for all of us. If you're interested in helping, then check out my link in the show notes to sign up. All right, now back to the show. And that third and final piece of information is just going to be whether or not you got one of those PPP loans. Now, if you don't know what that is and you didn't get one, you can just kind of skip gathering this information. But many business owners out there knew and heard about a forgivable loan called PPP and PPP2. Essentially, you would apply with some sort of lender, a bank, a credit union, someone online, and they would give you about 2.5 months worth of payroll, for lack of a better way of describing it, just so that you could kind of keep your business afloat. If you used this money appropriately, which was mostly for payroll and a couple other things, then that loan, PPP loan, would end up being forgiven. Many people have already gotten this, used it, and have it forgiven. But what you're going to need to do is just list the dates when you got it and used it. Because while you, yes, can get Employee Retention Credit and PPP, you're not allowed to use them at the exact same time. So whatever quarter where you got PPP and used it will be excluded from the calculation. All right, a few key takeaways. You can kind of see how this stuff is complicated. I've been working with quite a few professionals who have all their ducks in a row. They're good to go at all times. And what I tell them now is, even before you check out the link down below in the description to fill in the questionnaire for ERC, go ahead and gather this paperwork. That takes a little bit of time, especially if somebody does it for you, whether it's payroll or an accountant. Request your 941s, 941Xs, your detailed payroll report. Get it all in PDF form, download it, get it ready to send off, then fill in the questionnaire. Because then, literally, you have all that information in front of you. The questionnaire is great. It's adaptive. If you hit yes, you move on this way. If you hit no, you kind of go straight ahead. And if you were impacted by a revenue reduction, if you had supply chain disruption, if you were partially or fully shut down, then you most likely qualify for some quarter for the Employee Retention Credit ERC. There are a ton more resources available on my website, so be sure to check it out. And again, if you like videos like this, please don't forget to drop a like. And if you're new to the channel, I really would appreciate it if you hit subscribe and ring that notification bell. All right, as always, I'm Rich, and until next time.
Thanks so much for listening to Teaching Millionaires Podcast. If you like the show and want to know more, check out our website at teachingmillionaires.com. Remember to leave us a review, rate the podcast 5 stars, and if you're new to the show, hit that subscribe button.